الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated in his Mubarak hadith that the person who recites durood upon me, 10 virtuous deeds are written in his account. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَسَلَّمْ Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to this beautiful series of the blessed seerah of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where we learn about the lifestyle of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his biography, inshallah. As we have learned in the previous episode regarding the announcement of his prophethood at the age of 40, Allahu Akbar. Then inshallah, as our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam propagated Islam, inshallah, today in this episode, we will learn about his propagation of Islam and his invitation to people to call them towards Islam, inshallah, and learn the hardship that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through and his steadfastness despite the enemies of Islam boycotting him and going against him, Allahu Akbar. This is for a lesson for us to learn for his ummah, inshallah, to never be disheartened whenever we are turned down when we are propagating the message of Islam, inshallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he propagated Islam in three phases. Regarding the first phase, it was a secret invitation. And in this phase, which lasted for 3 years, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam secretly invited people to the religion of Allah. The first woman to accept Islam was Sayyida Khadija Ummul Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the first male to embrace Islam was none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And the first child who embraced Islam, Allahu Akbar, is Sayyidina Ali Murtada Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhul Kareem. Thereafter, through the propagation and the efforts of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Zubair ibn al-Awwam, and Sayyidina Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, and Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidillah radiallahu anhum, they embraced Islam due to the efforts of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and upon his invite. And following them, Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah and Sayyidina Abu Salama Abdullah ibn Abdul Asad, and then Sayyidina Arqam ibn Abi Arqam, then Sayyidina Uthman ibn Ma'azun, and then his brothers Sayyidina Qudama and Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anhum, they embraced Islam, subhanallah. These were the early Muslims. And thereafter, Sayyidina Abu Dhar al-Ghifari, Sayyidina Suhaib Rumi, Sayyidina Ubaidah ibn al-Harith ibn Abdul Muttalib, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd ibn Amr ibn Nufail, and his wife, Sayyida Fatima bint al-Khattab, it was the sister of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sayyida Umm al-Fadl, the wife of Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu, and Sayyida Asma bint Abi Bakr radiallahu anha. All these Sahaba, they embraced Islam, Allahu Akbar. And these were amongst other men and women that embrace Islam at the earliest stage upon the invite of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the invites of the other prominent Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those foremost in accepting Islam are given the title As-Sabiqoon al-Awwaloon, meaning the early forerunners. And a look at their lives highlights that they were noble, righteous, and distinguished individuals who had strong aversion to idol worshipping. Therefore, they immediately accepted what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was calling them towards and were blessed with accepting Islam. Subhanallah. This was the first phase of the propagation of Islam by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was the secret invite to the people. And thereafter, during the second phase, after 3 years of secretly propagating Islam, a small community of Muslims had formed, subhanallah. And at this point, dear viewers, Allah Azza wa Jal revealed this verse of the Holy Quran to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he has stated our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. And, O beloved, warn your closest kindred. And this has been mentioned in Surah Ash-Shu'ara, verse number 214. Following this command of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended Mount Safa and gathered the Quraysh before him and said to them, O my people, if I was to inform you that there is a large army behind this mountain waiting to attack you, will you believe me? They all replied in unison and said, yes, we would certainly believe you because we have never known you to lie. Allahu Akbar. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said to them, know then that I am a warner and that I warn you of a severe punishment. Become believers and mu'minun, or else you will be subjected to his wrath. Allahu Akbar. Hearing this, the Quraysh, including Abu Lahab, turned away in anger and disgust and dispersed while speaking ill of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers, this incident has been recorded in Sahih Bukhari. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, however, was not disheartened by their response, and he continued to persevere in calling people towards Islam. And this, dear viewers, should be our attitude as the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to follow his sunnah and not to be disheartened when someone speaks harshly or ill-treats us on account of us spreading the message of Islam, inshallah. Let us, inshallah, inculcate this thought and this teaching of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam within our hearts. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, after this second phase where the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam invited his family and his tribe to Islam, phase 3, the third phase of inviting people towards Islam, in this period Allah Azza wa Jal instructed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, therefore proclaim to them openly what you have been commanded to say. Dear viewers of Madani channel, after our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded by Allah Azza wa Jal to openly propagate Islam, and during this period Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam openly called people to Islam and condemned shirk, polytheism, and idol worshipping. This caused Quraysh, in fact the entire Meccans and the entire Arabian Peninsula, to become sworn enemies of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and marked the beginning of a long period of opposition to him and oppression of Muslims. Allahu Akbar. These were the hard and trying times in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as the kuffar of Makkah feared war and retribution from Banu Hashim, they could not attempt to kill the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to assassinate him. However, they spared no effort in persecuting him. And at first, they ill-treated him, calling him a madman and a witch doctor and an evil wizard, etc. These were the things that they used to address our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as, Astaghfirullah. And ran a campaign and a propaganda against him throughout Makkah Mukarramah, while youngsters were made to follow him wherever he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went and would scream behind him. He is a madman, he is a madman, that's what they would say. And would also hurl stones at him. At times, the kuffar of Makkah would lay thorns in his path, and at other times, they would throw filth on the Mubarak body of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, push him around and physically attack him. Allahu Akbar. This is how our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was treated for propagating the true message of Islam and propagating the true oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. It has been reported that on one occasion, the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was engrossed in performing salah in the haram of the Holy Kaaba when the kuffar Uqaba ibn Abi Mu'ayth, he attempted to strangle our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by tying a piece of cloth around his blessed neck and pulling it with all his strength, the force of which left the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gasping for breath. Allahu Akbar. Witnessing this, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala rushed forward, grabbed Uqaba by the shoulders and pushed him away, saying, "Will you people kill a man just because he say, 'My Lord is Allah'?" Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu also exchanged blows with some of the other disbelievers involved in this quarrel. Allahu Akbar. This is how our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the person who came to his aid, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he was treated and ill-treated by the kuffar of Makkah. Upon observing the miracle and prowess of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kuffar alleged that he was a great magician. When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite the Holy Quran, the kuffar would sway at the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal, the one bringing the verses of the Holy Quran, meaning Sayyidina Jibreel and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, ma'adallah, they would warn people not to listen to any word of it and would whistle and clap loudly to avoid it being heard by people. And one day, the leaders of Quraysh, in order to tempt a stop to the propagation of Islam, they gathered in the haram to discuss the matter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and why, despite all the hardships and persecution he had been forced to endure, he had not forsaken his mission. Allahu Akbar. This is the perseverance and the steadfastness of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that even the kuffar, they were thrilled and they were moved by this perseverance and steadfastness of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which indeed is a great lesson for us to learn. Then they started having this discussion and some of them said, does he yearn leadership, wealth or respect? They asked themselves these questions. They therefore sent Utba ibn Rabi'ah to the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to uncover his aim. What was he aiming for? What was his ultimate motive behind his perseverance and steadfastness on his mission? And he approached the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in private and asked, "O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what do you seek from your endeavors? Is it power that you seek? Is it wealth? Is it respect that you command? Is it marriage to a woman of nobility? I guarantee that if you leave Islam and inform me of your desire, all of Makkah will submit themselves to you and will fulfill all your desires." He recited the verses of the Holy Quran in his response. And the effect of which, when Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the verses of the Holy Quran in response to this offer that was made, that everyone will submit to his desires, Allahu Akbar. But our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam only seeks the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal and submits to him, no one else. When he recited the verses of the Holy Quran, the effect of which made the hairs of Utba stand up on end out of fear of Allah azza wa jal. Subhanallah. He placed his hand over the mouth of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Stop your reading. It is beginning to affect my heart." Subhanallah. This is how powerful is the recitation, that the words that coming out of the blessed mouth of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the effect of the Holy Quran, the speech of Allah azza wa jal. Utba was a brilliant orator and a speaker. He returned to his people and said to them, "Whatever Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks is definitely not poetry, nor is it magic. He recites something indescribable. My advice to you is to let him be. And if he succeeds among the Arabs, then it will be an honor for the Quraysh. If not, they will kill him." Allahu Akbar. The kuffar of Quraysh paid no attention to his sincere advice and began to intensify their persecution. Allahu Akbar. They didn't stop. The disbelievers did everything they could to stop Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers, however, all the efforts were ineffective and in vain. Thus, certain tribal leaders of Quraysh decided to negotiate a settlement through meetings and dialogue. They met with the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Talib, and complained of his propagation of Islam and preaching against idol worshipping. Abu Talib respectfully explained the circumstances and bid them farewell. By the command of Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued to publicly preach the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal and condemned associating partners with Allah Azza wa Jal, polytheism and idol worshipping and disbelief, which further angered the kuffar of Makkah. A number of nobles of Quraysh, including Utba, Shayba, Abu Sufyan, Al-As ibn Hisham, Abu Jahl, Al-Walid ibn Mughira, As ibn Wa'il, they approached Abu Talib and explained their case against the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying that he, meaning Abu Talib, should either not come in their way and hand over his nephew, or alternatively join him and let fate decide the outcome of the two groups. Allahu Akbar. Abu Talib understood this to be a very serious threat. He could not take on the whole of Quraysh by himself, so he decided to advise Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Have mercy on your uncle whose beard has turned gray. Do not put a greater burden on me than I can bear. Every child of Quraysh looks up to me, but gathering from their tone of voice today, I doubt they will hesitate in using their swords against me or you. I urge you to stop preaching Islam only for a short while." Allahu Akbar. When Abu Talib said this to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and showed his concern, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, until now the staunchest supporter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Talib, his uncle Abu Talib, who was the supporter of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who supported him in all his endeavors, hearing this from his uncle, made him declare, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam then declares, "O uncle, by Allah, even if Quraysh were to place the sun in one hand of mine and the moon in the other hand, I would still never abandon the task of propagating Islam." Allahu Akbar. Either Allah will enable me to make Islam dominant, or I will die trying. Allahu Akbar. This was the perseverance and the steadfastness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sacrifices that he went through to propagate the kalima which you and I recite and become Muslims. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These courageous words deeply moved Abu Talib, and he replied, "Beloved nephew, continue doing what you are doing. I am with you and will never leave your side for as long as I live. No one will be able to harm you in the slightest." These were the words of encouragement by the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Talib. And during the 7th year of a prophethood, it is mentioned, after Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Amir al-Mu'mineen, when they embraced Islam in the year prior to this, meaning in the 6th year of prophethood. Now a year later, the 7th year of prophethood, during this year, the persecution of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached its peak, and he along with his family, the Banu Hashim, were exiled to an area outside of Makkah Mukarrama. Allahu Akbar. They were also prevented from having access to food and water and subjected to severe sanctions. This was an attempt by an increasingly desperate Quraysh to stop the spread of Islam. They feared Islam was spreading and now included two of Makkah's most powerful and influential personalities, namely Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. The social and economic boycott was intended to completely destroy the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Banu Hashim, and Islam as a whole. These terms, when the sanctions were placed, these were the terms of the sanction. Number one, no one was allowed to marry into the family of Banu Hashim. The second sanction that was placed, the agreement of the sanction, the second thing was, no one shall trade or do business with them. The third agreement was done was, no one will talk to or even socialize with them, meaning a complete boycott. And the fourth condition was, no food or drink shall be provided to them. Such was the cruelty, dear viewers, of the Kuffar of Quraysh against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for propagating Islam. The document was produced, the document which had the agreement of the sanction was produced by Mansur ibn Ikrama, signed by all the leaders of Quraysh, and thereafter hung up in the interior of the Holy Kaaba. Under compulsion, Abu Talib, along with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and other family members, were forced to live in a valley which later became known as the Valley of Abu Talib, meaning Shabi Abi Talib. Due to the family loyalties and relations, even those of Banu Hashim who were not Muslims, except for Abu Lahab, supported the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam during this period. Allahu Akbar. This period was so hard on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family. Allahu Akbar. What they went through for the sake of Islam, this period was incredibly difficult and it was unbearable. With food and water very scarce, the Banu Hashim would be forced to remain here for 3 years. Allahu Akbar. This boycott and this sanction was not temporarily. It lasted for 3 long years, and surviving on eating boiled leaves and dry skin of animals, Allahu Akbar. This is how they had to save their lives. This is how to, what measures they had to take in order to survive. The children would cry to sleep out of hunger, yet the Kuffar of Quraysh showed not even an ounce of mercy, Allahu Akbar, to ensure that no food could reach them and that the sanctions were upheld. The disbelievers posted guards around the valley just to make sure that no source of water or food gets to them. Allahu Akbar. There were some among the Quraysh, dear viewers, who did not like what had been done to Banu Hashim and encouraged the people to put an end to this boycott. However, these requests fell on deaf ears, dear viewers. The inhumane oppression and persecution inflicted by way of sanctions upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Banu Hashim ended after 3 long years, when a few just and upright individuals of Quraysh initiated a movement to put an end to the sanctions and boycott placed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family. Hisham ibn Amr and Zuhair ibn Abi Umayyah and Mutim bin Adi and Abul Bakhtari and Zam'a ibn al-Aswad and others, they gathered together and Zuhair, the grandson of Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, spoke to the people that, "O people of Makkah, we eat food and enjoy ourselves while the Banu Hashim die one by one, unable to buy or acquire anything. Even the innocent children cry out of hunger and thirst. By Allah, I shall not sit still until I tear down the agreement and until this unjust pact of the boycott is revoked." Allahu Akbar. Strong words. And upon this, Abu Jahl retorted, "Be careful, it won't be touched by you. The pact is sacred." But he was further confronted by Zam'a, who immediately silenced him and was also rebuked. Abu Jahl was also rebuked by Mutim bin Adi and Hisham ibn Amr, Abul Bakhtari. They made it clear to him. They stand saying, "Abu Jahl, we did not approve of this document when it was drawn up, nor shall we abide by this term even now." Abu Talib, who was also present in this meeting, and said that, "My nephew Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed me that the document that hangs in the Kaaba has been eaten up by termites, except for the places where the name of Allah Azza wa Jal has been mentioned." Subhanallah, this is the knowledge of unseen possessed by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him the knowledge of it. And if it is so, then Abu Talib says further, "If it is so, the boycott should be brought to an end. And if it's not, then I will personally deliver him to you." Mutim bin Adi hurried inside the Kaaba and brought out the document for all to see that it had been indeed eaten by termites, except in places where the name of Allah Azza wa Jal had been written, exactly as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had described. He then ripped up what remained of the document and cast it aside. A few young and brave individuals of Quraysh were sent to the valley to bring each member of Banu Hashim back to their homes in complete safety. It was now the 10th year of prophethood. Subhanallah. This is how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family were rescued after this boycott and were brought safely to their home. The hand with which Mansur ibn Ikrama wrote that sanction document, his hands with which he wrote, they were paralyzed for life. This was the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal, which he has inflicted upon Mansur ibn Ikrama for being part in writing the document. Allahu Akbar. This is mentioned in Madarijun Nubuwa. Allahu Akbar. This is how Allah Azza wa Jal repays when we are sincere in His court and we strive for His pleasure, inshallah. And who better to follow than His beloved Messenger wa aqam ala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who taught us how to persevere and how to be steadfast in the times of calamities and to hold on to the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the perseverance in the path of Allah. Experiencing the great enmity and stubbornness of the inhabitants of Makkah Mukarramah in accepting the message of Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam thereafter turned his attention to the areas surrounding Makkah Mukarramah to propagate Islam. Meaning the propagation of Islam should never stop. Even if the people of Makkah were hostile to his message, he went out of the city of Makkah to propagate the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And for this reason, accompanied by his servant Sayyidina Zayd ibn Haritha, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam journeyed to the city of Taif, a place of the affluent and prosperous, where the family of Umair led the local tribes. The family of Umair consisted of 3 brothers. And however, not only did they refuse when our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam propagated Islam to the people of Taif, they did not only refuse to accept Islam, but even insulted and ill-treated the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These wretched individuals also gathered a group of their ignorant rabble and set them to follow and hurl stones at the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, causing the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to bleed and his blessed sandals to become soaked with blood. Allahu Akbar. This is how the beloved of Allah, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was treated for propagating the kalima of Islam. When the pain became unbearable, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat down for some rest. But they picked him up by the shoulders to move him on. He continued to walk and again he was pelted with stones, all this time being mocked and laughed at and insulted. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Zayd ibn Haritha, he tried his best to stop the stones hitting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he too in the process became drenched in blood from injuries. Allahu Akbar. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, finally, when he reached a place where he sought refuge, and during this journey, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also traveled to Nakhla. Here, while he was engaged in the tahajjud salah, a group of jinn journeying from a place, they heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting the Quran and they embraced Islam at his blessed hand. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not only propagated Islam to humans but also to the jinns. They returned home and related the incident to their kind. As a result of this, the groups of jinns, they came to Makkah and they embraced Islam upon the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Quran mentions this incident in the opening verses of Surah Al-Jinn, subhanallah. It is mentioned that sometimes after the ordeal in Taif, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa Ummul Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anha, she asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, have you experienced a day more testing than the day of the Battle of Uhud? And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to her, yes, a day more difficult than that day was the day in Taif. Allahu Akbar. Was the day in Taif where I invited Ibn Adi Yalil to accept Islam. Not only did he reject the invitation contemptuously, but the people of Taif also rained down stones on me. Disheartened by this, I lowered my head and continued to walk till I found myself in this place قرن الثعالب. Here, when I raised my head to the sky, I saw a cloud shading me unexpectedly, and I saw Jibreel alayhi salam in it. He called unto me, saying, indeed, Allah has heard how your people responded to your invitation and has sent me in your service. Furthermore, Allah Azza wa Jal has sent the angel of mountains at your service so that you may order them to do whatever you desire to do to these people. The angel of the mountains greeted our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said to him, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Azza wa Jal has seen the conduct of your people with you and has heard what your people said to you. And I am the angel of the mountains. Your Lord has sent me to you for you to instruct me as you wish. What then do you command? If you desire, I can upend the two mountains upon them, upon the disbelievers, and I will do so accordingly. Allahu Akbar. This was the punishment that was meant to descend upon the people of Taif. But look at the mercy of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Mustafa Jane Rahmat Pilakho Salam. Shami Bazme Hidayat Pilakho Salam. He replied, no, I have hope that Allah Azza wa Jal will bring forth from their descendants who will worship Him alone and who will not ascribe any partners to Him. Allahu Akbar. This is how Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he makes dua for the people who ill-treated him, that inshallah Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will make one day turn them into the bearers of Tawheed and the oneness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and there will come a time when they will worship Allah Azza wa Jalla alone. Alhamdulillah. And how true it is, the words of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, upon hearing about what had happened in Taif, the leaders of Makkah Mukarramah held discussions and agreed that they would make the Muslims suffer as much as possible. Thus, the Kufar of Makkah, they increased the persecution of the Muslims. However, the Muslims did not falter in their steadfastness, and the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam maintained his perseverance in inviting people to Islam. Allahu Akbar. This should be a lesson for us, the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to persevere and to be steadfast on the deen of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which he fought so hard for. And this sacrifice is required from us. Inshallah, may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala make us sincere Muslims and follow into the footsteps of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and make us sincere Muslim by following the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as we learn from his Mubarak Seerah. Inshallah, as it is the mission of Da'wat Islami, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi wa ala alihi وصحبي أجمعين وسلم.
Oh Allah, increase our love to the Prophet.